This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Cam Lee, yep. Here we go.
First match again is Colton Hester versus Kenny Spaniel. Underway here in the first. 152 pounds. Litchfield in on a shot. Still on our feet. Still neutral here. Riverton looking to take, and the Spaniel gets 2 points for the takedown. Minute 30 left in the first. Riverton does have locked hands. So when someone locks their hands, the person on bottom gets a point. So now it is 2-1 in favor of Riverton.
Minute 24 to go in the period.
And yet the Riverton guy does have locked hands again. So basically when there's locked hands, like, the ref will give you some time, but if he's going to give you a chance to get another point, which is why you hear the coaches say, free move, free move. But he doesn't have to allow you that much time. But you're still getting a point.
So much communication between the refs and the wrestlers, and you wonder if the masks is a little bit of an issue there.
And I will say it's not the greatest, but it's not the worst. It's just a lot because you're blowing the whistle, trying to take the whistle out of your mouth. And it looks like Litchfield's going to come out with a reversal. So Litchfield now leads 3-2 here at the 160-pound weight class.
You know, Ken, the nice thing is they're not making the kids wear masks when they wrestle. Because I remember I thought, that's not going to work.
Nope. It was definitely a choking hazard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Litchfield's lurking for a turn here. Hester, that is. And he's going to get some near fall here. Looking for the pin with about 30 seconds left. And he does get the fall at a minute and 30 left, or 30 seconds left in the first period. So that'll be another 6 for Litchfield. Moving up to 170, we're going to have returning state champ Will Carlisle versus Colin Raperta. And Colin's older brother, I actually played football against him. He was a really good wrestler too. This will be a good match.
And you know he's chomping at the bit to take on the state champ.
Yep. And I do believe Riverton's back to 1A. And Will comes out with a quick takedown. Very nice mat return right there. So they go out of bounds. Raperta's going to be on bottom.
Yeah, see, and I see that, Cam. I think, boy, that was a nice slam.
Yeah. Now, as long as the guy returning hits the mat before the other guy, it's clean. There's no – it's when you – just let go of him, basically.
What makes Will so tough?
He has very good balance and is very strong and stays in very good position. It's hard to get Will out of position. What I think's insane with him is his balance. He knows when and where to use it, which is big. Same thing with strength. You got to have strength, but you got to know when to use it and when not to exert your energy. Putting on a nice ride here. He is. Took him down with about 20 seconds into the period. 50 left here.
How frustrating is it to be pinned on the bottom for that length of time?
Yeah, it's definitely exhausting, especially if the guy on top is a good rider. And when a guy is on his toes like Will is right now, he's getting very exhausted. You'll see, he'll get up in the second, and he's not going to want to – he'll still want to wrestle. He'll just be a little bit tired. And Will getting back points here on a tilt. He does get a 5 count, so he will get 3 once he – yep, there it is. Carlisle leads 5-1. 12 left. And looking for the fall here, short time. 5 seconds left. And we're going to go to the second period with Will Carlisle up 8-0 on Colin Ruperta.
So Ruperta there, he was just kind of in survival mode trying to make it through that period.
Yep. Got Will put did some very nice moves in that period to boost his lead here.
And he was the state champ at 132 last year and normally wrestling at 160, but I think he's 170
in
this match.
He wrestled up 170 in this match, which is good. We like to see some high-level good matches. Caution on Will. Oh, another caution, I believe, coming.
So what is that? What is that signal then?
Caution. So basically, you're supposed when it's top bottom, you're supposed to start on the belly and the elbow, and if it's not there, you get a caution. And after your second one, it's a point, and then a point, and then 2 points.
Okay.
And then for stalling, for example, or locked hands, after it. After the first two, it's 1 point. The third one, it's 2. And the fourth one, you're disqualified. Will with a nice breakdown, really putting the ride back on. Not giving him any room to breathe.
He's just in complete control here, isn't
he? Yes, yep. He's doing a really good job of not letting him build a base. He's staying on his toes all the time, which is what you want as when you are on top wrestling. As Ruperta has got hit with stalling here. And I could see another one coming. Will working for the turn still. He's really been on that arm this whole match, not giving him that extra post to build a base.
He's got his left arm locked up, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think Will got hit with stalling there. So they both have one stall call. Carlisle leading 8-0 still with 54 seconds left in the second. Right back to the arm he is. It looks like he's trying to set up a two-on-one tilt to one side of his body with the arm. Ruperta doing a nice job of standing up, trying to get it free, and potentially dangerous. So basically potentially dangerous. Joints go wrong way. They just stop it and go back to the middle and reset.
Yeah, he had Ruperta's arm kind of locked right behind him there in an awkward position.
Will right back to that same arm. Ruperta keeps trying to come up, but Will keeps returning him. And Will, I would say this match so far has been on top a good 3.5 minutes. So he's really controlling him on the ground right now.
And will Ruperta feel like he accomplished something if he doesn't get pinned here?
Yeah, he probably will. Yeah, he definitely should. He's putting up a fight right now. 8-0 going into the third. Carlisle leads.
Our coverage of high school wrestling brought to you in part by Litchfield Athletics. And again, thanks to Sue Billiter here, longtime secretary for Litchfield, but she's quite much more than that. So thanks to Sue for her contributions to Litchfield Athletics. Thanks to Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsboro, Clog Drain, Caldane, and Diamonds and Dogs South on Route 127. In Hillsboro as Carlisle and Ruperta back at it here in the third period.
Minute 45 here left in the match. Carlisle leading 9-0. We're on our feet. Ruperta did choose neutral. So he's going to be looking here to cut that lead down, but that's a lot of points to cut down in a short amount of time. And he shoots them off out of bounds. We're going to go back to the center. Minute 31 left in the third. Ruperta with some shots now. He needs to turn it on if he wants to start chipping into the lead Carlisle's built.
at any point he could get it all would obviously be useful for the for the long run.
Yeah. And Will out of bounds before he could. He had the takedown, but they were out of bounds. So we're still neutral. Minute 10 left in the third.
But we had Will Carlisle out in the studio last year after he won state. Such a great young man.
Yeah, he is. Super nice. And he's going to get another takedown here. Push his lead to 11-0.
When you're around him a little bit, I guess your junior year would have been
Will's
freshman year. Was it one of those things when you looked at him, was like, yeah, that kid's kind of, whatever it is, he has it.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that year he was like 113. and now I see him this year and he's 160. He definitely is filled out and built. He's got a good wrestling build.
How common is it like to start, say, at 113 and wind up in the 160 range?
There'll be a lot of guys that are like that. Some guys hit growth spurts at different times, and I've seen it happen. I've seen one, he went from 13 to 82 in 3 years. Yeah.
Wow. So a lot of that, I guess, is that just kind of personal preference? Like get to it where you feel like, okay, I'm strong here.
Exactly.
I want to rest in this weight class.
And like some people don't like to have to lose a little bit of weight, which is cool, but like, there is those situations where people do not, they just want to wrestle what they weigh, in which, in the long run, for most people, that's what works out the best.
Oh. We got a little stoppage here. Got one of the officials coming over to talk to Chance Davison, the Litchfield coach.
I think it was on caution points. I think Will cautioned again.
He's just kind of stalking around out there like a bull being to be let out of his cage.
Yeah, I think he did give up a point there for his third caution. Next one will be another point, and then if he gives up another one, it's two. Oh, and Will's getting back points right here. Roberta just went to sit out, and he just sucked them right back. He's going to be looking for the fall.
Where Roberta's doing everything he can to
not
let it happen.
And good fight by Roberta right there. Will now has, it is now 14-1. So as of right now, he has a major decision. If he gets one more turn, it could be a tech fall, which is 5 team points, majors 4. And normal decision, which is 8, is within an 8-point range, is 7 or less is just a normal decision. So Will Carlisle, your winner, at 170, 14-1.
And that was an impressive display by Will Carlisle. Really, from the start there, Cam, he was just in complete control.
Yeah, he was. He looked very good. Had some nice leg attacks, some nice turns, and ultimately got it done.
So let's see. It looks like we're going to have a double forfeit in 182 and then a single forfeit in 195, double forfeit in 220. Then we get down to 285, and it's a forfeit, and we'll skip right over 106 and wind up at 113, where you'll find Alex Powell and Connor Park. And, of course, you mentioned 113 because that's where Will Carlisle started his high school wrestling career, at 113. And, you know, when you think of the name Powell, that feels like another constant wrestling name here at Litchfield.
They have filled the lower weights for us since Bailey Powell, which was a year older than me, and it's just been good. Constant flow of the pals.
In terms of, you know, the team competition, obviously you want to field as many wrestlers as you can in each weight class. Are the lower classes or the bigger classes, do you think, tougher to fill at a small high school?
We always had a 106, and we never could have a heavyweight. So, like, I feel like it just depends on the school. Mm-hmm. And I know it's hard some years for smaller schools like Litchfield and all of us. Like, we have a bunch of guys, but a bunch of them are the same weight.
Right.
and it's difficult sometimes. As Alex Powell gets the early takedown and has him in a cradle, he's going to score some near fall. He does. He gets two more, so it is now 4-0. And this is the last of the Powell boys.
Finally, huh?
Yep. Sophomore Alex is looking for the fall. Nice fight by the Riverton guy. As Park's looking to fight off his back here, and Powell is still looking for the pin. Real good fight by both guys.
Point for Alex, it's almost not fair. He's been doing this since he was like a little guy.
Yeah. He's been at it a while.
And how beneficial is it, though, that you mentioned the youngest of the Powell boys. So, I mean, he's been wrestling against his older brothers for, you know, his whole life. Yeah. That has to help exponentially.
It definitely does. And just watching your older brothers do good makes you want to be just as, like, successful as them, which is cool to see. And I grew up with them, so, like, I know them very well. And
probably some good battles in the backyard back in the day.
Yeah. Definitely some nice people. As Alex Powell is putting on a very good ride here. He's up 7-0 with 20 seconds left in the first. Really working on that arm. Same thing Will was doing, not giving him much breathing room. Just staying on the arm.
Yeah, I guess if it's good enough for the state champ, it's good enough for me, right?
Yep. As Alex Powell's going to lead 7-0 going into the second period.
Cam Lee here on the call of this dual wrestling match, Litchfield hosting Hillsboro and Riverton. And Kim, strategy in an individual match, how much do you study the opponent you're taking on?
Yeah. I would say in a dual meet especially, you know who you're going to be wrestling. So it definitely, you don't want to overthink it too much, but you definitely want to watch some footage of them and see what exactly they do, what they're good at, and work off that.
It's always a fine line, right? Do what you do best opposed to take away maybe what they do best.
Find something they don't do and you do it better. This Park is still on top of Powell. Powell did choose down to start the second.
And what's the thinking there?
Get your point. Always, I always chose down. It's very common. If you can get away, it's a free point.
Okay.
But here he gets a reversal, so he's going to get 2 points. And we have a stoppage. I think blood is what it is for.
That gives us an opportunity to thank our wonderful wrestling sponsors for making this possible. The Litchfield Athletic Department instrumental in tonight's coverage. And thanks so much to Sue Billiter for all she's done for Litchfield over the decades. Not the years, the decades for Sue Billiter here helping out with the Litchfield Athletic Department. Of course, thanks to Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsboro. You got a clogged drain, call Dane. And by Diamonds and Dogs South on Route 127 in Hillsboro. So they're getting the blood cleaned up off the mat here. And Cam, as we've been just through a few matches here in this Litchfield Riverton battle, what have you seen so far from the individuals?
Will looked very good. They're both, every guy I've seen from Litchfield so far, very tough on top, not letting them work on bottom, really keeping them glued to the ground, which is good and what you want. And the Riverton guys, they've put up some battles.
And I guess, like, from a Litchfield perspective, you know, being coached by the Davidsons, you're going to be hard-nosed and you're going to be tough.
Yep, you are. And that's all you – if you're not the greatest yet, your first year, as long as you have them in your corner, you're going to be hard-nosed, ready to go every time you go out there.
And it has to be comforting to know that your coach has been in that spot.
Yeah, it does. It just – that's what's so cool about wrestling. Is when you're done competing, you come back and give back, which is the coolest part. And people, when younger wrestlers, they recognize that stuff.
it's a close-knit family, the wrestling community. Yes. It's a close-knit group. Yeah. No matter where you went to school or whatever, like if you were a wrestler, you got that bond.
Yeah, definitely. I have a lot of friends that I never wrestled a day in my life on a team with. Mm-hmm. And they're very – it's just the wrestling community. It's like they Stanford, did you – they cut all those sports. Mm-hmm. And wrestling was – they had a national champ this year. And he wore all black. And the wrestling community just hammered them, the ADs, and they got it back.
It's awesome.
And it's cool because it was a whole wrestling community effort.
There's and power in numbers.
Yep, yep.
So it looks like they've got the blood cleaned up off the mat. Not sure whose it was.
I don't know either. I think it was Riverton's.
Throughout the 113-pound match here, Alex Powell of Litchfield taking on Connor Park of Riverton, with Alex leading 9-0. But Litchfield's up 16-12, it looks like, in the match.
Yep. Nice breakdown by Alex right there. He's on his toes, which is what you want.
Yeah, he was ready to go right at the whistle.
Yes, he was. As they always say, got to be get the first move. Same thing on bottom. Got to have a first move. Now he's got a double arm bar. This can be dangerous. Park's going to need to do a really tough job of not getting to his hip. That is not very comfy.
It doesn't look very comfortable, no. And now he's flipped over his back. That looks even worse.
Yeah. He's getting near fall here. Park's doing a really good job of bridging, staying off his shoulder blades.
Oh, to be young, Cam. I can't imagine bending and contorting like that. My goodness.
Park's doing a really good job here, and it looks like he's loosening it up. But Alex is coming back over top and trying to get the fall. 5 seconds, and he does get it with 6 seconds left in the second. Alex Powell, winner by fall.
So for Litchfield, Colton Hester won by fall. Alex Powell has now won by fall, and Will Carlisle won in a 14-1 decision.
So we're going to have a forfeit for Carter Powell, who is the older brother to Alex.
Now I'm going to ask a really dumb question here, Cam. Why do some of the Litchfield kids have black uniforms and some of them have gold uniforms?
Honestly, it's just a team thing probably. In college, you cannot do that.
Has
In
to
high
be uniform.
School, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just personal preference.
Yeah, exactly.
You look good, you play good. That's what I always say, you know? Yep.
And I do believe Brady Davidson's also taking a forfeit. And he is.
He gives the salute to the crowd.
Caleb Jurgena at 138 is also going to receive a forfeit.
Well, I would imagine in this situation we've got back-to-back multiple forfeits in a row, there's probably some good ribbon that goes on amongst teammates. Like, hey, nice job. Way to go.
Yeah, there definitely is. Moving up to 138, or 145, actually. Aaron Roach versus Gavin Park.
It's 40-12, Litchfield with the lead right now over Riverton.
Shot by Park. Nothing yet. Still neutral. Both guys kind of stuck here trying to figure it out. And Park takes him down for 2 points.
You can hear the Litchfield coaches imploring Roach to stand up, but Park's not letting it happen.
No, he is not. Park's doing a good job at keeping him down, making sure he can't stand up very much. Park doing a really good job still. Roach keeps trying to come up, and he could be out here. Park does need to return him. You only have so much time. And Park does lock his hands, so Roach has a chance for 2 points, and he does. He gets one for the locked hands and one for an escape. So the match is tied 2-2.
Well, that was a heck of a job for him to battle back, wasn't it, just to get some points out of that?
Yeah, and once they throw that locked hands, the ref that is, throw the locked hands in the air, you'll always hear your coaches saying, free move, free move. You've usually got about 5 to 10 seconds.
And I guess, too, from a wrestler's perspective, your head coach's voice, that is a very distinct voice
yes,
in your
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You always remember it. 25 seconds left here in the first. 2-2 between Park of Riverton and Roach of Litchfield. Park with another shot. Roach also with a reshot. Some nice hand fighting going on. Nice little shot. Nice little half shot.
So I guess this is the final match in this Litchfield-Riverton battle here. Litchfield leading 40-12. And that's always it's the beauty of wrestling and track and field. It's an individual sport with team elements to it.
Yes, it is. And that's the cool part. I really enjoy dual meet formats. Mm-hmm. It really brings the team together, and it's very exciting.
It's always fun, talk about individual sports. Every sport is really – baseball is an individual sport.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
It's all individual. It is. You got to do your thing, but at the same time, picking up your teammates and everything else.
When you get out there on the mat, it's just you and him.
That's it. That's all that matters. All right, and I would imagine, too, with the focus, if it's not your coach's voice, you're not hearing it.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with reffing, too. I didn't know how that would be with, crowds and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing. You just kind of zone in, and it blocks everything else out.
Laser focus.
Yep. I do believe Roach – yep, he did caution. That's his first one. As Riverton, Park needs to return him here, which he does. And now Park's looking for a turn here on the edge, but Roach does a good job of bellying down. Ooh.
He had his leg all sorts of bent awkward there.
And Park's still in control here. Very awkward position for Roach that was to be in. His knee looked like it went the wrong way a little bit.
I don't think it's supposed to bend that way.
No, it's not. As Park's a little high in the legs here, Roach is going to want to reach for the head, which he is. He does get the reversal. And he's getting back points. And he gets the fall.
Wow.
A quick turn of events there as Aaron Roach gets the win by fall over Park of Riverton.
Boy, and is Gavin Park kind of thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah. That's how quick wrestling can change. It just snap of fingers.
So Litchfield defeats Riverton 46-12. Impressive. For the Purple Panthers. So Colton Hester won by fall at 160 pounds. Will Carlisle won by a 14-1 decision at 170 pounds. Alex Powell won by fall at 113. And Aaron Roach just came back and won by fall at 145 as Litchfield beats Riverton 46-12. Now coming up next, it'll be Hillsboro taking on the Hawks of Riverton. Our high school wrestling coverage here on WSMI FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com, brought to you in part by the Litchfield Athletic Department. Thank you so much to Sue Billiter for all you do. By Diamonds and Dogs South on Route 127 in Hillsboro. And by Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsboro. Clog drain, call Dane. So Litchfield beats Riverton 46-12. They will head up to the bleachers, catch their breath, and get set to take on their arch rivals from Hillsboro. But first, the Toppers will be facing the Hawks of Riverton High School. We will take a break. We will come back to Simmons Gymnasium as our coverage of high school wrestling continues on WSMI. Tim Eyes along with Cam Lee back here inside Simmons Gymnasium for high school wrestling, a first on WSMI. And Cam, that first match, that was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it was. Litchfield came out and wrestled really hard. Riverton put up a good fight, though.
Let's talk about that last match we saw at 145, Aaron Roach beating Gavin Park by fall. And that was a match where Park, he had the momentum early. And just from my perspective as a novice, it just seemed to turn on a dime.
Yeah, it did. And that's how wrestling is. It'll turn. It can go from you winning and then you getting pinned, just like we saw. It's all in the snap of a finger.
You know, I had a thought when we were watching that match, talking about strategy and having a game plan. Mike Tyson famously said, everybody's got a game plan until they get punched in the face. You know? So, like, you can have your plan, but say you suddenly get put on your back real quick or something, and something just completely unexpected happens.
Yeah.
How do you, I guess, reset? You basically just have to fly by the seat of your pants, maybe.
Yeah, score more points than they are. Basically what it comes down to. If you give up two, might as well score at least three.
So we are getting set for Hillsboro and Riverton. You see the Toppers on the mat getting set right now. Looks like we're going to have five matches here in the Hillsboro-Riverton match. And mentioned Riverton, a smaller team, so they don't, you know, they don't field the full crop of wrestlers. We should have a pretty good meet between Litchfield and Hillsboro. And Cam, of course, you know what that's all about. You were involved with it 3 years at the high school level. What's the Hillsboro-Litchfield situation like at the junior high level? Is the rivalry as intense? Is there as much that goes into it?
See, not wrestling, because they don't have a middle school team. So in other sports, I'm thinking yes, but they have what's called IKWF, which is Illinois Kids Wrestling Federation, and then there's also IESA, which we had and they didn't. So we would see them at a few kids tournaments here and there when we were little, but we didn't really. You see them, and then you don't see them for like 3 or 4 years, and then you see them again in high school. So, no, I mean, yeah, it's big. It gets chippy.
I would imagine that it does. And when you know, in wrestling, if you don't see a kid for 3 or 4 years, the next time you see him, he's probably a completely different kid.
Yeah, he is. And who knows, like we were talking about Will, you could be 113 1 year, and next thing you know, he's 160, 170.
We saw Will. He wrestled at 170 in the match with Riverton. And when they take on Hillsboro, it looks like he'll still be going at 170. So talk to me about the weigh-in process, if you would, Cam. That got underway about an hour before the match. And just what happens to a kid if you're overweight? If you miss weight, are you just out?
No, you can bump up to the next weight class. You can weigh in there. For dual meets, tournaments, no. You are, if you miss weight, there's no one above you in your team, you can.
Okay.
But if you miss weight and there's a guy above you, you can't wrestle. You're just done for the day.
How big of a, I guess, focal point is that, like, throughout the week leading up to a match for a wrestler? Like, I'm sure a kid knows, well, I'm pushing it here.
Yeah.
I'm close to my number.
Definitely. It's always good to descent down, basically. So take it week or like day by day. Don't try to do it all at once, basically. Mm-hmm. What it comes out, because if you just do it all, try and do it all in one day, it's not going to work out very good for you.
I mean, you know, people hear the term cutting weight.
Yeah.
But it's not, I wouldn't imagine it's just that simple. There's definitely a right way to do it and a wrong way to do
it.
There is. Talk to me about the proper way to get that done.
The proper way is. How I do it, and a lot of college guys do it, is you descent down. So you start earlier than you should, like someone normally would, and you just work little by little. Lots of water intake, couple workouts a day, and it's basically it. And then when you're just cutting weight, that's when you're within 3-4 days of a tournament, and you're still like 10 pounds over.
Yeah.
Not, you don't want to do that for your whole wrestling career. You definitely want to just descent down and stay healthy.
So happy to have Cam Lee joining us here on this inaugural wrestling broadcast on WSMI FM 106. We saw Litchfield beat Riverton early 46-12. Hillsborough getting set to take on Riverton. That match going to begin in about 3 minutes here at Simmons Gymnasium. Coming up tomorrow, high school baseball on the radio. We will have Gillespie at Litchfield. That broadcast time will be at 7 o'clock. Friday, high school softball, Nokomis at Hillsborough. Broadcast time, 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we will have high school baseball, Nokomis at Hillsborough. That'll be live at 10:50. All the action tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday on WSMI FM 106.1 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Cardinal baseball on the air right now. They're hosting the Pirates tonight. Live coverage on AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9 for Cardinal baseball tonight, hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates. Our special coverage of high school wrestling here from Litchfield is brought to you in part by the Litchfield Athletic Department. And again, thank you so much to Sue Billiter. You can't even really put into words all that she does for the athletic programs here at Litchfield. She's been doing it for decades with Litchfield, and thank you very much, Sue, for all that you do. Thanks to Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsborough for their sponsorship here tonight, and to Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsborough for their sponsorship of high school wrestling on WSMI. We're just a couple minutes away from the Toppers and Riverton squaring off. We'll take a break. We will come back with Hillsborough and Riverton wrestling following these messages on WSMI. Along with Cam Lee, Tim Mize here on WSMI, bringing you high school wrestling. It's time for Hillsborough and Riverton at 160. It'll be Xander Wells taking on Kenny Spaniel.
As we've seen Riverton wrestle once tonight, so after this duel, they are done for the night. Both guys working to in the Hillsborough, and Wells scores nothing yet, nothing yet. Looking for the takedown, and he does get the takedown. Wells, nice go behind. He's looking to return him, and he does.
Does it make a difference from Riverton's perspective going back to back here?
No, because you still have the right amount of time to recover. I actually prefer just going back to back. I like it.
You're warm, yeah. And let's go,
yeah,
get
exactly.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Because, for example, Litchfield's sitting around. Mm-hmm. They broke their initial sweat, wrestled, and their adrenaline's gone right now.
So what will they do in this time, Litchfield? Like, when you've got the gap in between, yeah. How do you stay loose and fresh?
Eat a little bit, drink a little bit of water, get up, move around.
What's your food of choice?
Me?
Yep.
Candy.
Hey, there you go. Nice.
No, but right after weigh-ins, lots of water, fruits. Nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
I don't like to put too much in my body right off the beginning of the day.
So a double bacon cheeseburger wouldn't be the thing to go with.
No, definitely not. And Wells does get the fall there for Hillsborough.
That was fast.
Yeah, it was. Took him down, cradled, and pinned him.
How good of a feeling is it when you get the pin that quick?
Yeah, it's nice. You used a lot less energy than you needed to. And for Hillsborough, for example, they still got to wrestle Litchfield, which – was good for Wells.
We're at 170 now. Jabin Compton taking on Colin Ripperda.
And Ripperda came out with an early takedown here. And he does have him on his back here, but he did not score any points. They do go out of bounds. So in high school, the out of bounds line and rule has changed a lot in the past 5 years, as they're getting closer and closer to college rules. So out of bounds, as long as there's two supporting points, like hands, elbows, or feet, in bounds, you can pin them wherever they are. But as soon as one of that supporting points comes off the mat, they're out of bounds.
Okay.
And Ripperda looking for the turn, and he does have near fall. Ripperda leads 4-0 now over Compton.
Looked like he spun Compton around on his head like a top,
yeah.
There. Hillsborough leading 6-0 here against Riverton.
Potentially dangerous there. Knees kind of got a little tangled up. Having a scoring issue, I believe.
So Rippert, in his first match, he drew Will Carlisle, the state champion from last year, lost 14-1. And so, you know, if you're Rippert, I don't care how good Jaden Compton is.
Yeah.
He's not Will Carlisle.
Yeah, exactly. He's came out so far and looks like he's rebounded pretty well from losing earlier to Will. Doesn't look like Will wore him out too much after the match.
He spent a lot of time
on
his backside in that match.
Compton was looking to get out there, and Rippert just followed.
Just 40 seconds left in the first period here.
Rippert has an arm bar, so he's going to be looking to turn him and score some more points. And he is going to collect some more near fall. He's definitely looking for the pin. About 15 seconds to go, and he gets the fall. With 16.7 seconds left in the first, Colin Rippert.
That's a nice bounce back for him, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Good way to finish the day off.
In your experiences, Cam, whenever you get the opportunity to wrestle an elite guy like Will Carlisle, the next match, there has to just be a certain different level of confidence.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely gives you confidence to go out there and perfect your craft, get better.
We are at 195 now. Marshall Hughes will be taking on Luke Lamar.
And Hillsborough did take a forfeit at 182 with McFord.
I have to tell Chance's handwriting isn't up to snuff here. He's writing like a doctor.
Yeah. It's those little lines.
It is those little lines. Of course, Marshall Hughes, the son of Mark Hughes, the nephew of Matt Hughes. And Mark's here tonight.
He's looking for the fall, and he does get the fall.
Helps out Garrett Young with the Hillsborough program,
who took over for his dad.
He's done a nice job with the Topper program.
Yes, he has.
So we had a fall there.
For Hughes.
For Marshall Hughes. Hughes with the pin. Not the first time that's been said, Cam.
Yeah, nope. Definitely has not.
Big smile on his face as he walks off the mat. So now we're at, 285, Magnus Wells and Alex Campbell. The big boys.
Yep. Both just hand fighting right now. Nice shot. As Wells finishes the shot and does score 2 points for the takedown. Wells is looking for what we call a butcher. And now working on a cradle. And he's going to be looking for the fall, too.
Oh, boy. Alex Campbell is in a tricky spot here.
Yes, he is.
I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to hold on.
It's mighty. He had his arm under his shoulder blades, which was preventing from him actually calling the fall. Even though it looked like it.
Now, did he do that on purpose, or did it just happen
that
way?
No, it just happened.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you. I think he is going to get it here.
Same position. Magnus had him a moment ago, and there it is, right?
Yep. Fall.
Well, this has been a fast-moving match here. We've had 4 matches all by fall in the first period, I think.
Yeah, Hillsborough came out ready to wrestle today.
That was impressive for the big fella, Magnus Wells. So we'll have a double forfeit at 106 as Hillsborough's leading Riverton 24-6 here. We'll go down to 113. Hillsborough's Keegan Murray going to take on Connor Park from Riverton. Boy, after watching 285, 113 looks real small.
It does. And we're going to go out of bounds both. pushing and pulling on each other.
Techniques stuff doesn't really change, does it, from 113 to 285? Or is there a little bit different that goes into it?
With the heavyweights, it's a lot more positioning, trying to find one or two takedowns, as to where little guys, they're just high energy, can go, go, go. I would say for upper weights especially, it's more about positioning, finding the right takedown for you, winning the close matches, getting the takedown and not getting taken down, get an escape when you need to. Because all you need is one takedown and one escape. Win 3-1 if you don't give up a takedown. Give them an escape. You'll see that a lot. It's a, especially when the older high school to college too, like, you can tell it's a mind game at the upper weights. As Park from Riverton does get 2 points. And 1 point escape from Murray. Park leads this one 2-1. Park in on another shot. Murray doing a good job of sprawling and does collect 2 points.
This is the last battle here in this Hillsboro-Riverton match.
And Park's looking for what we call an Iowa or a cow catcher with the arm and the head. And he's going to be looking for the fall.
The cow catcher, I like that.
Yeah. Originated from the head coach of Iowa, actually.
So Park got the win by fall there. No need for decisions and points in this match.
Nope. I do believe Hillsboro's going to be taking some forfeits now.
Yeah, Griffin Hughes at 120. It'll be Mr. Huber, Ben Huber, at 126. Matt Page at 132. Double forfeit at 138. And then Riverton's Gavin Park, he will get the forfeit win at 145.
And Park does receive his forfeit.
They come over and recognize the Hillsboro coaches. And you know, that's the thing, too. Great sportsmanship in this sport.
Battle it out for 6 minutes and then just respect each other afterwards. That's the best part about it. Really builds your character and makes you a very...
Well, because, Kim, it can't be easy to go through that type of battle and then get up and hug the dude.
Yeah, exactly. The coolest part is like you shake hands before you're about to beat each other up and after. And it's not the weirdest thing, but it's kind of weird. It's like we just wrestled for 6 minutes and tried to mess each other up. And
it takes a special kind of person, a special mentality to understand, okay, we're going to battle and I'm going to do everything I can to destroy you.
Yeah.
But when it's over, it's over.
It's over. It's one of those things you just learn, too. It builds character really well, keeps you mentally tough.
So Hillsboro beats Riverton. I missed what the final score wound up being for Hillsboro and Riverton. Maybe we can find out from Mr. Davidson as he rolls on by. Oh. What was the final score of that match? The meat. Okay. He's going to find out. We want to thank our wonderful Hillsboro or wonderful wrestling sponsors here in Hillsboro, Diamond and Dog, south on Route 127, Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsboro, Clog Drain, Caldane, and special thanks to the Litchfield Athletic Department for their sponsorship of high school wrestling here tonight at Litchfield. And thanks goes out to Sue Billiter for all she has done and continues to do for Litchfield Athletics. So Litchfield beat Riverton, Hillsboro beat Riverton, and now Litchfield and Hillsboro will do battle. 42-18 is the victory for Hillsboro over Riverton. So very similar scores in the victories for Litchfield and Hillsboro. Now it'll be the Route 16 rivalry wrestling style between Litchfield and Hillsboro. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back to Simmons Gymnasium. We've got one more meet to go, Litchfield and Hillsboro high school wrestling on WSMI. Tim Eyes along with Cam Lee back here inside Simmons Gymnasium on the campus of Litchfield High School for our WSMI Sports Special of High School Wrestling. Hillsboro beat Riverton moments ago 42-18. Litchfield started the night off by beating Riverton 46-12. We're going to have the Litchfield-Hillsboro meet coming up in just a moment. Right now it's senior night for Litchfield, so they are being recognized here before the crowd, and here comes the state champ, Cam Will Carlisle, the first out of the tunnel. And you graduated in 2019, so you've just been through this fairly recently. Talk about the emotions of senior night. It kind of probably just all hit you at once.
Yeah, senior night, and then it really hit me after the state tournament, my last match. That's when it would definitely hit completely. And it sucks for them, especially this year, because they're going to have a postseason, but it's not the same as it would be on a normal year.
It certainly won't be the same, you know, the Grand March. I don't know. I perhaps they'll try to simulate that a little bit the best they can.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what the state tournament is going to be this year. It's going to be a state meet, just not an IHSA.
Yeah. So basically there's the IHSA and then the Coaches Association. It's Illinois Wrestling Coaches Association, IWCOA. And basically, once IHSA said they're done with everything, not having a postseason for high-risk sports, they stepped in and said, well, we're going to still do something. So there's still going to be regional sectionals in state. Anybody can enter if you're in high school. It's basically like an open, but you're going to see every team there. And there's certain sites where your team's going to go and then advance the sectionals. I don't know exactly the placement. I think it's like top four, I want to say, from regionals. On a normal year, it's top three. And then I think it's top six to state this year, when it's usually four. And then state is actually in Springfield at, what is it now?
BOS Center?
BOS Center, which is cool. We like having lots of – which we have a big 1A tournament there too, dual team around Christmas break too, and it brings in about 60 teams, so they can definitely have the state tournament there.
You know, that's one of the beautiful things about wrestling, when you get those types of events where you get 60 high-level teams in there. And that that has to be just so much fun to be involved in an event that size.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. And it's jam-packed every year, and it's loud from the time we get there the first day till we leave. And it's a blast, honestly. It's a lot of wrestling in 2 days. You get 11 matches in 2 days, but it's not bad. It's fun.
You know, as far as the state tournament goes, you know, the state basketball tournament gets a lot of pub. We all know the type of publicity football gets week in, week out, and all the way through the postseason. But that state wrestling tournament at the Assembly – that's always going to be the Assembly Hall to me.
Yeah,
you know, they
same.
Call it the State Farm.
I even refer to it
as the Assembly Hall. That is such a neat moment, and when the Grand Marshal, what an honor it is for whoever is bestowed that year. But just talk about kind of that experience, because you've been there, you've seen it firsthand. It has to just be a wonderful culmination for a high school wrestler,
especially when you walk out of that tunnel for your first match and it's just the lights are down on the mats and you look up. You don't want to look up at first, because that's when you kind of like, oh, and
it
get
you.
Freaked out. But, yeah, it's definitely special when you're wrestling there. And it's just everyone's on top of you, and it's just loud.
Yeah.
And everyone's so passionate. And Illinois, the great state of wrestling it is, it's really cool. And on Saturday nights is when it's the best. It's packed from head or top to bottom, anywhere. There's no seats, really.
That's a beautiful thing. And I mean, if you start packing the Assembly Hall, I mean, you're talking, what, 15,000 people, something like that? That has, like, for a high school kid, it has to be almost humbling to think, dang, all these people are here to watch me.
Yeah, exactly. Especially on Saturday night when there's three mats down.
Right. Oh.
You're out there. It's very cool. I remember walking out there one, my freshman year, out of the tunnel, like I said, and I looked up, and for the rest of that day, I didn't look up into the crowd. But you get settled in, and it's special, though. It's really – it's an honor when you're able to get there and wrestle there.
So the Litchfield seniors have been recognized. Will Carlisle, Aaron Roach, Caleb Jurgena, and Carter Powell, the Litchfield seniors, here this evening. And – spring wrestling, and you know, talking before, I said is it weird wrestling in the spring? And they said, no, it was weird not wrestling in the winter.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's definitely a change. They had to wait longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are set to go for Litchfield and Hillsboro. The Route 16 rivalry to the wrestling mats will start at 170. Will Carlisle taking on Jabin Compton.
And Will out gets a quick takedown within the first 8 seconds. And he's going to be looking for the fall here. He's going to get near fall. He's getting near fall right now. And they go out of bounds. He does get three near fall, though. Compton really bridged, which is smart when your coach, they'll tell you, look where you're at, and you want to get out of bounds.
He was trying to get out of bounds, wasn't he? He was dragging him out.
Don't want to be underneath here for very long if you're Compton. Really want to try and build a base and get out. But as we saw well in this first match, he just did not let Roberta build a base. He's going to be looking for the fall again. He's getting near fall right now. And he does get the fall.
You know, Cam, just for me, being not knowing all that much and being that familiar with wrestling, Will Carlisle, for everybody else, he's just on a different level.
Yeah.
He looks different. He wrestles different. You can just tell this dude is on a tier that nobody else has here.
And it's cool to see he really put the work in. I just love watching him wrestle. Like I said, my favorite part about his balance. Very quick on it, light on his feet.
And how much of that is natural ability opposed to technique and being coached up? Or is it probably a combination of all?
Yeah, it is. But it's definitely good if you're going to – if when you're first getting in it, it's very good to be a good athlete. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be. It's wrestling. Anybody can wrestle and be good at it. It just comes down to how much you want to put into it the end.
All about the mind, isn't it?
Yep. And how much you just want to get better. So we're moving up to 113 or 106.
Let's see. We had a forfeit at 185, forfeit at 195, forfeit at 220, double forfeit at 285, double forfeit at 106. So to 113 we go, Alex Powell and Keegan Murray.
Both guys are 1-0 on the night. Murray in on a shot. Alex well defended. Alex now in on a shot, gonna look to score here. Both guys trading shots back and forth so far. So they go out of bounds.
Alex Powell won his first match over Connor Park by fall. And Keegan Murray actually lost by fall to Connor Park. That's all right. Yeah. You're allowed one mistake your first night, kid.
All right. Still neutral here with a minute 15 left in the first period. Hillsborough leading the dual team score 6-18. Alex Powell with a nice shot. And he does collect 2 points. And he is scoring near fall, too. Now he's going to be looking for the fall here.
When he's barely staying in bounds,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is. I'm waiting for that foot to come up. There it is. Out of bounds. He does collect another 2 near fall, so that extends his lead to 4-0.
52 seconds left in the first period here. Hillsborough and Litchfield, our final meet of the night. Both the Purple Panthers and the Toppers, winners over Riverton. So this is the big one.
Yep. Winner goes 2-0.
Bragging rights.
Yep. Alex with a nice ride. Murray really looking for a way out here. But Alex riding really tough. Not giving him any breathing room.
Staying right in the center of that mat there. 20 seconds left in the period.
Murray with an escape. Cutting into the lead now. Murray looking to score. It would be nice if he does get it. But it looks like Powell might score here with short time.
Only 2 seconds left.
And they don't give the two. They do not give the two. And Chance Davidson is going to the table for a discussion.
So Alex Powell leading 4-1 after the first.
It was very close to two. He just really what he needed to do was pop his head out from in between both of them, and he would have scored it because he was around the waist. So Murray chooses neutral. As Alex Powell is the 106, but they did bump him to 13 to wrestle Murray.
So he weighed in at 106,
yeah,
and so
yeah.
He's straight going up then.
Yeah.
How challenging is that, or how common is that?
Yeah, it's common, especially for dual meets. Mm-hmm. If you got to fill, and best what works like head-to-head-wise. But 106, it can be challenging, especially if you're not like a full 106. If you're under 100 or right at 100, you're giving up a lot of weight going up to 113. Especially when little guys, it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And Alex Powell's looking for the fall, and he does get it. He does get the fall in 2 minutes and 39 seconds.
So Alex Powell goes 2-0 on the night. That'll move us to the 120-pound class here, where Carter Powell will take on Griffin Hughes. Griffin also the son of Mark Hughes. We haven't seen Griffin yet tonight.
No, he received a forfeit, I believe. Carter Powell out with a quick takedown. Very nice throw by, is what we would call that. He was going to be looking for an escape, and he does get one.
Pointing for Carter, you can't lose after little brother just
yeah.
won.
Definitely want to not be the one that does that. Nice shot by Carter, though. And he does get two. And he's scoring near fall. I do believe he is going to get two more for the near fall. And he does. He's up 4-1 very quick here. And he's scoring more. He's looking for the fall, it looks like here. Hughes doing a good job of bridging. Really. He was doing a good job of making sure both shoulder blades aren't down.
45 seconds left in the period.
And Carter picks up three more near fall and then another point for hands to the face.
And I would suspect when you're on the bottom, the clock couldn't go slower. And when
yeah.
you're on top, it probably just flies by.
It does. It does. Until the last 30 seconds. The last 30 seconds of every match is always the worst.
It's because you're gassed
yeah.
and you've left it all out there.
And it's the longest 30 seconds ever. I think they're just trying to figure out, fix the score.
Right now for the meet, Hillsborough leading Litchfield 18-12. Currently in the match here, it's a 7-1 advantage for Carter Powell.
And I do believe they have it fixed now, so we'll restart here with 48 seconds left in the first.
So is Riverton left then?
Yeah.
Since they're done,
yeah.
they don't hang around.
No.
Yeah.
Usually how that works when there's three teams is the farthest team traveling will wrestle the first two duels.
Oh, that makes sense,
yeah.
Yes. Whoa.
Hughes tried to forward roll there, and they do go out of bounds, which is good. He got a fresh start.
36 seconds for the period. A 10-1 advantage here for Carter Powell over Griffin Hughes.
Hughes is determined to get out from bottom. It's just Carter is not giving him any room. And he is going to pick up two more, I do believe. There it is. He's up 12-1 now with 15 to go in the first. He's looking for another one before the end of the period. And he is going to get one.
McCarter's got him all sorts of locked up there.
And I do believe he is getting two near falls, so that extends his lead 14-1.
That seemed to be a very impressive period for Carter Powell
there. Very good top game and really had some nice takedowns that period. Really put the pressure on Hughes.
So 14-1, Carter Powell with the lead.
Carter's going to be looking for a pin here or a tech fall. He needs only two more points to beat him by 15. But you're always looking for the pin. It's more team points, which it looks like he's going to right here. But
he took him out of bounds, but did Carter lose his 2 points inbounds?
They called him for a slam.
Oh, so got it for the slam. Okay.
1 point for Hughes. So it's 14-2 now, so he's going to be same situation here.
After this match, we'll have a double forfeit at 126, and we'll go to 132 with Brady Davidson and Ben Huber in this Litchfield-Hillsboro battle. High school wrestling for the first time here on WSMI-FM 106.
Right back to it is Carter. He's really looking, and he's going to pick up some more points here. He definitely wants to look for the pin, as you can tell he wants to get the fall.
I tell you what, the officials, they got to be spry. They got to get right down on top of that mat to look for that fall.
Yes, they do. And he does get the fall. Two minutes and 32 seconds into the match, he collects the fall.
Carter Powell got a forfeit win over Riverton. Now picks up the win by fall here against Griffin Hughes of Hillsboro. So we got three matches left. We got a match at 132, 138, and 152. This is 132, Brady Davidson and Ben Huber.
We are underway. Brady, a sophomore. Older brother, Colin, who was a runner-up for Litchfield. Huber in on a shot here. Brady with the spladel.
Oh, boy.
And he does collect near fall.
That had the Litchfield bench all sorts of excited.
Yes, it did. That's always a cool move to hit. And now he's scoring more points here. Litchfield guys came out quick and early and scoring a lot of points.
They were ready, weren't they?
Yes, they were. As Brady is up 6-0 with 1:05 left in the first period as he's looking for another turn. And now he's looking for the pin. And he does get the pin. 1:10 into the first period. He collects the fall.
So that puts Litchfield out in front of Hillsboro, 24-18, with just two matches to go. We'll go to 138 now. Ashton Carver will be taking on Matt Page.
Ashton also a sophomore. A lot of sophomores on this Litchfield team.
So the future is bright.
Yes.
Losing a state champ, but the future is bright.
Lose four seniors, but that's still good when you have a bunch of young guys.
ninety seconds for the first period here at 138.
Ooh, and Carver throws a nice headlock. And he's going to be looking for the fall here. Page doing a good job of fighting it. But when you're in a headlock, it's hard. And he's doing a good job here of fighting it.
Yeah, he's been locked up there for a number of seconds.
And Carver looks determined to get the fall here. Good fight by Page, though. And he does get the fall.
Talk about how exhausting it is when you're on the bottom like that. But when you're in a headlock, it has to be even worse.
Yeah, definitely. It is not very comfy.
I would not think so, no. So that's Ashton Carver with the win by fall. That will bring us to our final match at 152 pounds. It will be Caleb Crabtree against Xander Wells. 36-18 Litchfield with the lead here over Hillsboro. This has been a lot of fun, Mr. Camley.
Yes, it has. I've really enjoyed it.
Your radio debut has gone very well.
That's good. Litchfield out with the team score right now, 36-18. And Crabtree does get 2-point takedown.
I think Caleb wrestling up here, maybe.
Yeah, I do believe so, yeah.
I think they had him at 145, and he's here at 152.
Crabtree's riding him really well. Wells is looking for an escape, and he does not get one. Crabtree is still on top.
Both these dudes, they got a look in their eye right now to say, I'm not going down.
Yeah. Crabtree wells up to his feet here, but Crabtree returns him. Oh, and Wells reverses him with a headlock, and he's looking for the fall now. It's going to be an illegal headlock.
So he had Crabtree all sorts of twisted around there. His headgear was askew.
You have, basically with a headlock, you have to have the arm and the head. You have to be underneath the arm. And I bet he had it at first, but then he switched it off to only around his head, which obviously for reasons is illegal. He's going to have to return him here, Wells is. And Crabtree's going to pick up a point here for locked hands. So it's going to now be 4-5 in favor of Wells.
There's 28 seconds left in the first period here. This has been a nice back-and-forth battle.
Yeah, it has. Real solid, a lot of points in the first period. Wells with a nice return there. 15 left here in the first period between Crabtree at Litchfield and Wells at Hillsboro. Now Crabtree's looking for a reversal. And he gets it. With 5 seconds left in the first, he does get the reversal.
So one period in the books here in our final match here of the evening. Litchfield leading Hillsboro 36-18. We're at the 152-pound division here.
And Green chooses bottom, so Crabtree will elect to go down.
Six-five, Crabtree with the lead.
Good first move, but Wells with a nice return again. But Crabtree looking for the reversal here. Can't get it. Nice stand up. Wells still in control here. Really doing a good job of returning them. Back to the mat. Crabtree stands up again. Let's See if he could get one. Wells is still in control here. But Crabtree really working hard for that reversal. And he gets it. That'll put him up 8-5 over Wells.
Wells looked a little tired right
there.
Yeah.
Well, when you're in those positions for a 30-second spurt, it'll take it out of you. But right back up he is, and he does get one escape. So 8-6, Crabtree with the lead, but Wells is coming right back at him. He's really looking for it. And now Wells with the takedown and puts him on his back. And Wells is looking for the fall now. Crabtree fighting hard, though. With 35 seconds left in the second period, Wells looking for the fall on Crabtree. But good fight by Crabtree to not give it up.
But what a great match to have to be the final match of the night. Goodness.
Wells looking for the fall again. With 5 seconds left, he gets it. Wells and Crabtree in a back-and-forth battle. Wells walks out with the pin.
That was a wonderful match right there between those two, Caleb Crabtree and Xander Wells. So then we're going to end with a forfeit. Colton Hester will get the forfeit win at 160. Right now, Litchfield with a 42-24 advantage over Hillsborough. Hester gets his hand raised. And that is going to do it for our first wrestling match in WSMI history. Cam Lee had a great time. This was a lot of fun. So Litchfield goes 2-0 on the night as they beat Hillsborough 42-24. They beat Riverton 46-12. Hillsborough winners over Riverton 42-18. We want to thank our sponsors, the Litchfield Athletics Department. Special thanks out to Sue Billitzer for all she does. Thanks to Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsborough, Clog Drain, Call Dane. And by Diamonds and Dogs South on Route 127 in Hillsborough. We will take one final break. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium and wrap up this night of wrestling on WSMI. Well, Litchfield is out getting the mat put away, and can we is that a fun part of the wrestling experience, breaking down the mat?
No, but they've gotten better. They're way lighter now than they were.
We had so much fun here tonight bringing you high school wrestling here on WSMI. Hope you enjoyed it. Litchfield beat Riverton 46-12. Hillsborough beat Riverton 42-18. And in the meet we just had, Litchfield beat Hillsborough 42-24. And Cam Lee, thank you so much for coming out, providing your expertise here this evening. And I guess just what stood out to you from this meet here tonight, some of the highlights.
Yeah, I mean, Litchfield guys, they came out ready to wrestle. They were putting up lots of points, which is good to see. Hillsborough, same, they came out to battle too. Riverton as well. Everyone, I thought, they looked good tonight. Very good effort.
Impressions of Will Carlisle.
Yeah, he looked just the same like Will has always looked the past couple years.
He just kind of did his thing. Yeah, you've been around him, you've seen him, so nothing he does really is a surprise to you.
Yeah, no, it's just when you're a high-level wrestler, it's just always about fixing stuff and just critiquing your technique, crisp it up, and go out there and perform.
Awesome. So you're wrestling at Milliken, also mentioned IHSA official. So tell us a little bit about what your schedule looks like coming up here.
Now that school's over, lots of reffing, which is good. And we need refs, young refs too, and especially this year because there's a lot of refs that aren't just wrestling refs. Mm-hmm. There are other sports too. So, like, just being able to fill in if someone has to bail or whatever, just it's nice to be able to do it. Give back to the sport.
It's critical. Got to have it. And what's your training regimen here over the summer? What will you be doing?
Right now, I'm coming off a knee injury, mm-hmm. so I should get cleared this month, next week actually. And after that, we'll just get back lifting. We lift 4 or 5 times a week, usually 4. Wrestle about 2 or 3, give or take, right now.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Kim Lee, thank you so much for sitting in tonight. I literally couldn't have pulled this off without you, my man.
My pleasure.
Want to, again, thank our sponsors, the Litchfield Athletic Department, Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsboro, and Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. Thanks for your sponsorship of high school wrestling. We'll have high school baseball on the radio tomorrow with Gillespie right here at Litchfield. Broadcast time, 7 o'clock. You can always find our full broadcast schedule as well as live streams and podcasts at WSMIRadio.com. And we'll have our wrestling match available in a podcast for you at WSMIRadio.com. And as T-Tote used to always say, it's like a tin roof. It's on the house. So you can go to WSMIRadio.com and download for free. Thanks to Gabe Osborne. He produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Remember, Cardinal baseball right now on FM 106.9 and 92.9 as the Cardinals hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight, 106.9 and 92.9 FM. Your finals once again here from our dual meet at Litchfield. Litchfield beat Riverton 46-12. Hillsboro beat Riverton 42-18. Litchfield winners over Hillsboro 42-24. Thanks to all the fine folks at Litchfield High School, Athletic Director Mark Elvers, Assistant AD Dan Stewart, everybody involved with Litchfield Athletics. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them very much for their hospitality. For Cam Lee, I am Tim Mize. That is it for high school wrestling on WSMI. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night, everybody.